We walked down a wide trail in the woods and into a small clearing with a fire pit and a pile of chopped firewood to one side. The simple setting was perfect. Matt dropped the bag of groceries on the nearest picnic table and walked over to the pile of wood, grabbing some smaller pieces. Either of you know how to start a fire? Emily pulled the hot dog buns out of the top of the bag. She looked at me and grinned. Sydney knows how to build a great fire. My eyebrows rose. We had a gas fireplace at my parents' house. You flipped a switch and had a fire. She used to be a Girl Scout. Em finished. That was a long time ago. I made a "What are you doing?" face at Emily. She nodded her head in Matt's direction. Thankfully, he wasn't looking our way. "Stop it," I mouthed with a glare. Building fires was one of the many things I did not learn how to do in Girl Scouts. This smelled like an Emily setup to me. "Come help me get this thing going, and you'll have your s'mores in no time," he said, as he lit the kindling in the bottom of the pit. This is the point in the movie when the audience yells, "No, don't do it!" But like all movie heroines, I blindly moved forward, not knowing that this moment just might be the beginning of the end. I walked over to Matt, feeling a little stupid, and stood there, watching him. "Hand me some more of that kindling," he said. He pointed behind him to a little pile of sticks. I squatted down and handed them over, and he fed the growing fire. What is it about a t-shirt and jeans that is such a turn-on? Twice in one day, I was admiring this man's very fine form. Women complain about being ogled, but we do a pretty good job of doing the same thing to men. Matt backed up a couple steps as the fire burned higher. I nearly fell over in my haste to get out of his way. The contact I was trying to avoid happened anyway, when he reached down and clasped my wrist, pulling me up. "Why don't you move back a step? The fire's going to be hot soon." Soon? The calluses on his hand tickled the inside of my wrist. I think the fire is too hot already. I was torn between trying a little flirting, per Emily's suggestion, or backing up and getting away. Far away. My not-yet-healed heart made the decision. I pulled back